My guest at this time is acclaimed documentary filmmaker Dennis Michael Lynch. He has chronicled the problems with security along the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps better than anyone else studying the issue. He has joined us before talking about the problems of pursuing quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform and the problems of not seriously securing the border, as well as legalizing people who are in the country illegally. While we wait for the president to make his official announcement Thursday evening, most people expect the president to grant legal status and work authorization to people whose children have been legalized or were born here and are now U.S. citizens. And that could mean legalizing about 5 million people. Some believe there could even be a 5-year wait for a path to citizenship. We'll have to see exactly what the president says. But Mr. Lynch, first of all, thank you for being with us. How surprised are you that we're at this point?
You know, I'm not surprised, but I think it's one of those things where it's you always knew it was coming. You just never thought it would arrive. And it's sort of disheartening knowing that it's here. It's disheartening because I know that it's, the impact of this is going to be far greater than any soundbite can actually explain, to be quite honest. I mean, the impact on the American workers is going to be significant. I don't think people realize when they hear you say that they're going to be giving amnesty for people, you know, people think, oh, okay, well, all right, so what? Well, no, it's not a so what. If that person was hanging sheetrock illegally and now they've got a work permit, they could start going for the jobs that they otherwise were not able to get last time. The ones that need a driver's license, one that where you have to be on a payroll correctly. I'm talking about they're going to start applying for jobs like UPS and the Postal Service and security guards and at the TSA. I mean, you name it, they're going to start going for those jobs, and they're going to get them. And so it's going to put more Americans on the welfare line. It's going to hammer wages. And, you know, what do you think? When they get the when they get their amnesty, the people who are living in groups in one house, that all of a sudden they're going to say, hey, listen, I'm going to go get my own house now. No, they're all still going to stay living in that same sort of environment, which still allows them to live in a way which allows them to undercut the Americans. This is devastating. That's just from a work standpoint. From a national security standpoint, and being as a guy like myself who lived through 9/11 firsthand and watched my fellow Americans fall out of buildings 80 story high, this is devastating. It totally ignores everything written in the 9/11 Commission report. It's as if the president took a match to it and just lit up the 9/11 Commission report as if there was no report and as if there was no 9/11. We're going to be giving legal documentation to illegal aliens in this country. And it's not going to be 5 million, by the way. It's going to be far more than that.
The Republicans have said that they plan to fight this in every way possible. Most of them are shying away, of course, from things like impeachment and defunding, although there is a pretty vigorous defunding debate right now. But before we get to what you think they should do, what do you make of the way they're responding to this point?
It's a little too little, a little too late. They're half the problem, okay? They were closing their eyes for years and years and years as they were taking campaign donations from big lobbyists who were supporting big businesses, because they too were in it for the cheap labor, okay? They're just as guilty as anybody else. And so now, because Obama is actually going to swipe the pen, these guys are all now going to rise up like they care? Stop, please. You know, I watched Senator Cruz last night on the Kelly file. I wanted to throw up. You know, he said one of the things that the president's going to give in this amnesty, which you didn't say in the introduction, is that it's going to include more high-tech visas for foreign workers to come over and work at the technology companies because they claim that they can't find the right workforce. Really? You introduced me as an acclaimed filmmaker. The fact of the matter is I've been a CEO my entire life. I've hired over 1,000 people. Let me tell you one thing I know about business. Your stock price cannot rise. Your profits cannot rise. Your revenue cannot rise year after year after year with groundbreaking new numbers like Apple does and Facebook does and Google does if you can't find the right labor. These companies can find the right labor, but they want the cheap labor. And that's the sort of labor you get when you get foreign workers to come over through a visa program because you lock them into a price and they can't escape anywhere. And so Ted Cruz last year put an amendment forward for the Gang of Eight bill. The Gang of Eight bill said, let's put out 65,000 new visas for foreign workers to come in the high-tech industry. And Senator Cruz said, oh, no, that's not enough. Here's Cruz 5. That's the name of the amendment. Cruz 5 wants 500% increase, 325,000 new visa workers. And he's going to have the audacity to sit on the Kelly file last night and preach to America like he gives a damn. These guys are useless. Useless. They're lawyers. They're useless lawyers.
At this point, if they want to stop the president from enacting this, though, what's the best way to do so?
There's only two ways that this will actually not damage the American people in the way that I feel it will. They will have to fight him through the purse. And even that is not going to completely do it, because Obama has already planned for this. And he knows what steps they're going to take, and he obviously has his counter plan to that. You don't go on national television, you don't make this sort of move like he's making, if you don't have a full script written out. So although I can't see the future, if I did, I'd be a much richer man. I'm telling you, he has all his ducks in a row to make sure that this is going to go through. So the only way to counter that is that the next president would have to override, overturn, whatever terminology you want to use, would have to override his amnesty. And even then, if you override his amnesty, you're still never going to be able to put the sand back into the bottle. There's just no way you're going to be able to, because you're going to have given documentation to people, and how are you going to get that documentation back? It's such a Herculean effort that it would take an amazing, amazing human being to stay the course and be able to do that. But if you don't have a president who's willing to do that, and none of these guys on the GOP have the guts to do it, half the guys on the GOP want to give amnesty. You think Jeb Bush, if he gets in, he's going to say, yeah, I'm going to reverse the amnesty? You know, he's going to say it's an act of love. Let's give out more work permits. So Americans are screwed. I mean, we are screwed with what's going on right now. And I have been saying this for years. I have been saying this on Fox. I've been saying it on the radio. Obamacare can be repealed. You're watching it break down. I knew this would happen a year ago. It would never last. It was just a house of cards waiting for a big gust of wind, and the wind is coming. But you cannot repeal 30 million people. You can't repeal 20 million people. You can deport them, even though everybody says you can't. You can't repeal them. You can't give them amnesty and then take the amnesty away. It's literally impossible. And that is what fundamentally transforms a country, not an Obamacare. And this is what he's doing. He realizes the fact that he doesn't have anything else. Think about him. Be him for 1 second, okay? You understand. You realize that your legacy is really basically going to come down to being the president that nobody liked. And so he's going to go out of office having done nothing but raise the debt and put in socialized medicine that's going to wind up getting wiped out eventually. This is the one thing that stains America, and the stain you can't get the stain out. But to him, this puts his face on Mount Rushmore. And so he's going to fight to the death for this. This is his baby. And I've said it all along that this would be his legacy, and he's proving it. He doesn't give a damn what happened in the election 2 weeks ago. You think he gives a damn? He doesn't give a damn at all. He doesn't care if this hurts Hillary in 2016. He doesn't care about anything or anybody but himself. When I hear commentators like Charles Krauthammer and everybody else say this is political and he's posturing for 2016, I want to throw up. These guys, I can't take them anymore. They don't know what they're talking about. President Obama is all about President Obama. He doesn't care about anybody else. He's in this for him.
Last 60 seconds here, Dennis. I know you've talked about this before, and you just mentioned that the only way to potentially limit the damage here in a major way is for a president to stay the course come 2017. You've mentioned very publicly that you've considered running before. Where do you stand on that right now?
After today, I'm almost ready to call up Megyn Kelly and say I'm doing it. I don't think I'll ever get the support from the GOP. I don't know if I'll ever get the support from the media. If without the two of those, I would need an incredible army of volunteers in America. I'm trying to build that right now, but it's very hard to do. I mean, look, here, let me give you something. This sounds like a knock on Fox. Of all the times I've been on Fox News, you would imagine that I would have been invited tonight to speak. I'm not. You asked me before, you know, you must have a really busy day. No, not that busy. A couple of radio shows. I should be having my makeup done to go on Fox News because nobody knows this topic like me. No. I'll be in the car driving to Washington, D.C. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I could tell you this. If I were the president, I would reverse this the minute after I swore in. Not because I want to stick it to Obama, but because I know the Americans in this country cannot suffer through this. They can't. I don't want to see another 9/11. I don't want to see my daughter. I don't want to see your daughter. I don't want to see anybody's kids sitting on an unemployment line for political correctness or because President Obama wants to ensure his legacy will live on forever because he wanted to fundamentally transform this country.
Dennis, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
Dennis Michael Lynch, longtime CEO of his own company, as you just heard him say a few minutes ago, also an acclaimed filmmaker. His documentaries have very carefully chronicled the problems along the southern border and with U.S. immigration policy. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.